Hey, good morning, sisters. Praise the Lord for this day. It's a beautiful sunny one here, and we had a pretty nice quiet night last night, and it was level where we're parked, so that's a great blessing. But no matter what, we're always thankful for a place that we can park. And I just thought I would share a simple thought this morning in Ecclesiastes about how we don't want to hold on to this life. Ecclesiastes 2. I said in mine heart, I'm going to read verse 1 through 11. I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this is also vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle, above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasures of kings and of provinces. I gat me men singers and women singers, and the delight of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of the spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Now I was thinking about that today, how man labors for so much. I mean, we look at this earth, we travel around it, we see people building things and tearing up roads and building them again. And obviously in this world, they need it. And we're just strangers in this world, but we want to be careful that we as sister saints aren't building up a life like Solomon did in our home, building it all up around us. We got to realize that it means nothing in eternity. So we have to be careful we're not clinging to and holding on to and putting our joy in that, and go about our days doing just what we need to do to survive on this earth, and then use all that extra time to focus on the kingdom of God, how we can serve Him, how we can serve others, and bring Him honor and glory and joy. And you know, as I'm sitting here, I look to the right and I see the works of the Lord's hands, and that's what we can rejoice in. Beautiful trees that are turning colors, and the blue sky and the clouds and water in front of me and flowers, and as the busy world goes by. Yeah, so let us just make sure that our focus is right today. Just sharing some thoughts. Stand fast, sister saints, and let's see what our day brings. I love you all. May God be praised.